It's Giovanna Simpson from Burnie City Council. How are you this morning, G?
I'm good, Lee. How are you? And you're right, it is a little bit chilly this morning, but it's okay. There's no rain.
And speaking of heating things up a little bit, Slipstream Circus was on last week at Burnie Arts and Function Centre. How did it go?
Oh, it was a fantastic show, Lee. I went to the Thursday night, the opening night, and helped them usher. And I'll tell you what, watching those young local people, so young local adults, doing their stuff on the stage was absolutely incredible. It was like going to a mainland show.
So the people involved in it, all locals?
Yeah, all locals, that's right. So all young people from the Northwest Coast.
Brilliant.
Claire Spielman runs that show, and I tell you, it was absolutely amazing. I was watching the young kids do their stuff, and I was in awe.
Mm. And it was indoors. It was Burnie Arts and Function Centre, because normally we associate circuses with outdoors and the big top and the like, but it's nice to see a circus back on the coast.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it was held in a theatre, as you said, Lee, and it was just amazing to watch those young people. I was, you know, almost in tears at some point, thinking, you know, they're going to be okay. But, you know, they know their stuff. They work together really well, and there's a lot of trust involved in the circus, especially when you're doing trapeze things. So, you know, absolute credit to them. It was a wonderful show.
Well done to everyone associated with Slipstream Circus. Be nice to see it back again in the not-too-distant future. Hey, nominations have been extended, haven't they, for the Burnie Australia Day Special Committee?
Yeah, they certainly have, and that's extended to Tuesday the 14th of June. So you've still got a little bit of time, and we just want interested people to serve on the Burnie Australia Day Special Committee for the next 2 years. At our last council meeting, Lee, I was nominated as chair for the committee, so I'm really excited about that. And I'm excited to work with members of the community for this special event that, of course, happens every Australia Day.
Right, so what's the committee's role?
So the role is to arrange and manage the Burnie Australia Day ceremony and celebrations, and also award the Burnie Australia Day Awards, and also, of course, to promote Australia Day in Burnie. And all nomination forms and further info can be obtained just by calling the council, 6430 5705.
Always a good part of the calendar, isn't it, the Australia Day Awards?
It really is. And big shoes to fill, of course. Ken Dorsey, Councillor Dorsey, had that role prior. So big shoes to fill for me, but really looking forward to the challenge.
And Tazwater set to pay councils some money this month.
They are. Councils are going to get a cash bonus in their bank accounts as of today, Lee. So very excited about that one. And, of course, Burnie is one of those 29 councils. Now, it's all courtesy of Tazwater. And we're looking at $9 million in dividends being paid out today to the councils. And many councils benefit from these dividends each year, of course.
Right, so that'll mean an even bigger, I guess, surplus than expected.
Yeah, that's right, and the Mayor has stated that already, having that bigger surplus. So Tazwater, of course, as most would know, is owned by Tasmania's 29 councils, with the state government owning at 10% share. So that special dividend will be paid yearly for 5 years until 2026, just in order to make up for the losses in 2020.
Dollars in the eyes of the Mayor.
Absolutely,
Steve Collins, eh?
Yes, he's loving it. So he's always on the ball with things. So this is just another one of those examples.
Tell us about a 30k live stream investment for Burnie City Council.
Excited for this one. Our council meetings are going to be going online, streaming very soon after years of talking about this idea. We've finally arrived at a date for our very first live streamed meeting. So we did have lots of delays, of course, with COVID and the like. And we voted last year to upgrade our recording equipment, but we are ready to go. It's been ordered, and it will include 3 cameras, microphones that cut out that unnecessary noise, as you're well aware, Lee, and a dedicated internet line for investments for live streaming purposes.
Does that mean the Big Brother's watching?
Big Brother is going to be watching.
Right.
So you can be sitting at home with COVID. Hopefully you don't have COVID, but, you know, if you don't feel like going in, if it's cold, you can actually watch us online. And it is riveting, riveting
stuff.
I was going
to say, bring the friends around and get some popcorn and a few bevvies for good measure, and it promises to be a great, exciting
That's
night.
That's right. Our council meetings are always very entertaining, and we're going to be all ready to go for our July meeting. So get the popcorn ready. Other councillors have jumped on board with this idea as well, and as I said, it's particularly in response to COVID and the restrictions that that has caused.
And compulsory voting for councils is on the way ahead of the elections, isn't it, G?
It certainly is, Lee, ahead of the council elections in October. So if it's passed in the upper house, of course, it means that a failure to vote will attract a fine, and of course, therefore be illegal for an eligible voter to fail to submit that ballot paper in council elections. And as we know, Lee, they're held every 4 years. Of course, we've got one coming up in October. So some people may have valid reasons that they can't vote. Now, that could be religious views. It could be an incapacity to vote. And that will be looked at if that's the case.
And now, under the bill, a ballot will only need to be numbered from 1 to 5.
Yeah, that's right. So only from 1 to 5 for it to be counted as a formal vote.
Yep.
And, of course, the best thing about this, Lee, is it gives our communities a voice on who they want to represent them, you know, in their municipalities. And, you know, I'm really excited for it. I think it's a great thing and looking forward to the elections coming up in October.
A little bit different from the last federal election voting a couple of weeks ago. Hey, tell us a little bit about Matilda the Musical, because that's coming. Maris Regional College got that on.
Very excited about this. Now, I went online and bought my ticket last night. We've got a lot of young people and a lot of young people from our youth council as well in this. So Maris Regional College, it's the college musical, which is Roald Dahl's Matilda the Musical. Now, I don't know if you've seen Matilda, Lee. The original movie, of course, came out in 1996, about a gifted young girl with a keen intellect and psychic powers. Very funny movie. Danny DeVito, I think, was the one of the main characters in that, and it was just a brilliant movie. So tickets are general admission, first in, best dressed, pretty much. Gets underway with opening night on Thursday the 28th of July and will run till Sunday, August the 6th. And they are going fast, and, of course, closing night tickets already sold out, Lee.
So that's at Maris Regional College. That's in the Conway Hall, isn't it?
It is, yes, at Maris. And, of course, if you don't know where that is, off Bracker Street in Burnie.
That's the one. We can find out a little bit more. You can go to our breakfast page if there's some of those topics that we discussed this morning. You missed them, go to 7bu.com.au and play catch up. Good on you, Giovanna Simpson from Burnie City Council, the role of Deputy Mayor. You have a great day. Warm up a little bit and we'll talk to you again next Wednesday morning after 7.
I certainly will. Thank you, Lee.